Governor DeSantis struck an overall positive tone, noting that the rate of COVID-19 tests in the state coming back positive for the virus has been trending downward in the past 2 weeks. Lee Health President and CEO Dr. Larry Antonucci says before the pandemic, the health system was performing about 300 procedures a week. Since elective surgeries began again last week, they've only been doing about 40 to 50% as many.
We know that there are patients out there who need surgery. As Governor DeSantis said, these are necessary surgeries, although they may be elective, and we want to assure the community that it is safe to come in to have these procedures. It is safe to come to our emergency room if you're having symptoms that require emergency care.
Citing activity at the state's mobile testing site at CenturyLink Sports Complex in Fort Myers, DeSantis encouraged more people to visit testing sites around the state, saying they can now accommodate more people than the number that are showing up each day.
The average for the one in Lee County has been 244 people. That could accommodate 750 a day, no problem. So if people want to be tested, this is certainly one avenue that you can go. And we'd encourage people to want to come out and be tested.
He touted Florida's mobile RV coronavirus testing lab, saying the state may add another, and the governor says Florida is seeing a decline in immunizations for children. He urged parents to follow their child's recommended immunization schedule. For WGCU News, I'm John Davis.